set to see nothing but a bunch of dummies, literally paper setups, in the stands while simultaneously noticing that the crowd size sound was the same, as if to deceive the listeners into believing that there was a full capacity stadium, which would have had been about 73,000 people. During this broadcast, the commentators made the mistake of telling us, the bystanding listeners, that the actual number that was there occupying the seats in the stadium that day, that there was only 250 NFL employees that were allowed in the stadium that day. Not 73,000, the way that they meant for you to believe that there was. Why would they lead the viewers and listeners along into believing that there was a full capacity stadium that day? Like anything else the mainstream media does, they want you to believe that they have the support, the majority, in all that they promote, when the opposite is true in so many different ways. Let me ask you, how does a small portion of tyrants wield control over the masses? Well, convince them that there's a lot more of them, the tyrants, than there really is. A disciple of Satan, literally Saul Alinsky, said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Do you remember the Wizard of Oz and how it was that he controlled the people? What did he do? He put up a giant and frightful face up to scare the people into submitting to what? His will. And it worked, that is, until Toto, the little faithful dog, pulled the curtain back, only to expose the little old man that was pulling the strings and controlling his narrative in doing what? Wielding control over those that he deceived into bringing them into subjection to his will. Do you remember when the CIA director William Casey stated, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false"? Yes, he really said it. And so it is today. You have a small percentage of the corrupt that mean to bear rule over you, and this is how they are attempting to do it. Now, in order for me to do this short expose on how all of this works, let me take you back in time just a short bit. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? Do you remember when it was reported in the Milwaukee mainstream media outlets that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact there were only 5,000 seats available? Do you remember that 90% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts? In other words, created out of thin air? Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Hey friends, did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? Folks, that's unprecedented. I have a question for you. Did the mainstream media promote the truth, or did they promote the lies? The same thing happened with Hillary Clinton, friends. There were a whopping 2,355,735 likes on her page. Even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost her numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. But that's not all. When Hillary opened up her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. Yes, you heard me right. Clinton's Iowa campaign kickoff event aroused a whopping 22 people. The National Journal reported Gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowd.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, we got much to carry today. We're talking about creating offices out of thin air. And it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, again, that the American people don't know the difference. I mean, when we're talking about National Security Agency, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the FBI, the list goes on. Folks, they're all unconstitutional. You all understand that, right? They're all unconstitutional. They don't have a lawful standing in the United States of America, but look how they've been used by the arm of the federal government to basically terrorize in so many different ways their own people. And that's what we've been warned about concerning a totalitarian system of government long ago from Truman, when we lose our understanding of our fundamental foundations in this country, which are premised on the Ten Commandments. And it is a place that we are in, and it's a place that we need to remove ourselves from lawfully, because we do have the Lord on our side and we do have the law on our side to deal with these issues constitutionally. Again, they don't have the constitutional authority. I wish people every once in a while, instead of getting on the defense and trying to get to their said representatives concerning the things that the representatives are throwing down on the people unconstitutionally, I wish that the people would get wise enough in this country actually to propose the question to your representatives and their representatives, and asking them where they received their scope of authority in the first place, or where did they derive their just authority, or the authority in which they're using to work against the very people that they derive delegated authority from. I hope that wasn't confusing. I totally and perfectly understood what I just said. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. As a matter of fact, I got some film for you from Thomas Massie, who I believe has done a lot of good things in government, questioning the head of the FBI concerning creating offices out of thin air. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. I mean, folks, just like I was talking about yesterday, you look at this young man from Minneapolis here, who was raised in China, and then he's been here for the last three decades, the last 30 years. And he said, when asked, what do you see with Tim Walz? He said, I see a lot of similarities between Tim Walz and Mao Zedong, the man that was responsible for murdering millions of his own people. Well, Americans, you got to ask yourself the question how it's gone that far, because if you really knew the Constitution, you would know that they didn't have the constitutional authority to do the things that they've been doing to you over the last three, four, five, six, seven decades in this country. And that's why the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Is it true? Absolutely, it's true. And here we are today dealing with the enemy. And folks, the enemy is not without, it is within. And Daniel Webster told us that if we're going to become reckless and ignorant, that this is exactly what was going to happen, because he didn't have any alarms to set off, because he didn't believe that the ability to destroy the country would come from within, but rather it would come without, from without. And he also said that from without, it's impossible to destroy the country. Well, what we have is a bunch of Judases selling us out for 30 pieces of silver. And I'm also thinking of Luke 22:48, but selling us out for 30 pieces of silver to the highest bidder. And again, we were warned about that concerning our forefathers as well. So we're going to, again, get to that in just a couple minutes. I do want to let you know, if you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, social media platforms, I want to show you a video really quick concerning chemtrail deniers, because, friends, I don't know if you're paying attention or not, but over the last couple days, they have been spraying like mad. P.S., we just left the Minnesota State Fair after 12 days, 12 hours a day. And it was interesting, when we were at the Minnesota State Fair, they were spraying nobody or nowhere outside of that area around the state fair where the population was. They were spraying the entire time of the state fair over the populated over the top of those populated areas. Well, we're starting to see it pick up again across the state of Minnesota, and I want to play a piece for you right now on chemtrail deniers. But before I do, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Let's go over really quick, because I'm thinking of 28:24 of Deuteronomy, where it says in great specificity, that the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. That is exactly what is in chemtrails. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Also put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and it gives you a perfect explanation as to why it is taking place in America today. I want you to check this out, folks. This is statistics concerning the test that we're taking as to what is in fact being sprayed down on the people.
Okay, latest water test tested the rain. 13,100 micrograms per liter of aluminum in the rain in 2013. Normally, it should be zero. So 13,100 is pretty damn much, folks. It used to be zero. Then it was 100s in the 2000s. And then since 2010, it's into the 1,000s and the latest 13,100. In the snow on Mount Shasta, pristine Mount Shasta, 61,000 feet. No, excuse me. 8,000 foot level, 61,000 micrograms per liter. Four times the amount that is found in the soil up there. Where in the hell is this stuff coming from if it's not coming from the soil? You know, these tests are international in scope. We're seeing this all over the world, guys. Okay, pH of acid soils is 20 times more alkaline. The aluminum in the soil has doubled.
This is what's being sprayed down upon the people across the world.
Essential nutrients. I am unable in my garden to restore normal pH, and that's because nanoparticles are now in the circulatory systems of both plants and humans. So welcome, fellow guinea pigs.
Okay, and as the people laugh about it, you can understand the severity as to what's going on. Again, this is in congressional record. There's many websites that make known what is in fact happening in certain states right now. I know of two, one on the East Coast and I believe in Tennessee as well. Both states actually banned the government from spraying down chemicals upon the people. So it's coming from, again, your said representatives poisoning the people. 28:24 of Deuteronomy. Check it out. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. We're going to keep moving on here, talking about creating offices out of thin air. We're teeing it up right now for the main theme here. But I do want to let you know that we're going to be, if you check out the schedule on thesonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to be in Portage, I hope I'm saying that right, or Portage, Indiana, October 5th, 2024, 6 p.m. at Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Center. Again, now is the time to book us, and if you'd like to book us, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You know, I found some information, and it's back from the 50s. I know I make reference continuously about our forefathers warning about the two-party system. You know, now we have 101, all unconstitutional, no lawful constitutional standing whatsoever. But people continuously play the game to their own demise. Mark 3:25 put that in the center of that conversation. Because that's what it's designed to do. But I caught on to something here from the 1950s, and it was an explanation of what a democracy is and a political system concerning that which we are as a constitutional republic. And if you want to be educated, it's real short, but again, it just goes back and it parrots what we continuously tell the American people here. If you're sick and tired of playing games with the establishment, then quit being the pawn on their board. And what the fact of the matter is, what you need to do is you need to understand the establishment is there and nobody's ever going to take it down concerning the pawns that they continuously put up. Or should I say the clowns in the circus of politics? They're there to maintain the establishment. They're not there to tear it down. Okay, in any sense of the word. So let's go back to the 1950s and let's get educated real quick by this individual concerning a democracy and a constitutional
political
republic.
System in which the people periodically, by majority vote at the polls, select their rulers. The rulers then have absolute power to make whatever laws they please by majority vote among themselves. In a constitutional republic, the people also, by majority vote at the polls, select rulers who make laws by majority vote among themselves. But the rulers cannot make any laws they please because the Constitution severely restricts their lawmaking power.
Did you hear that?
The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic and transforming it into a democracy.
That's why every president has continuously highlighted the fact that we are a democracy. Since Ronald Reagan, as a matter of fact, he was the last one to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic, just adding to what he's explaining here.
The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language.
So it's a subversion of language. Remember what Orwell said. He said there's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. So this was, we were warned of all of this back in the 50s. I mean, folks, again, I can go back to the 1700s during the establishing of who we are as a people, one nation under God. And we've not taken heed to those warnings. What we have done is we have gone ahead and allowed the politicians to recreate a system of government. They're tearing down the Constitution with that language and recreating it into something that we are not, namely a democracy.
By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of American principles of government.
So you hear that. So again, we can't blame the bad guys for what the people tolerate. But, you know, here's the good news. Every once in a while, you'll run into a guy that's actually doing his job. And so I continuously make reference to Article 2, Section 4 concerning impeachment for the smallest of misdemeanors. You guys hear me talk about that all the time. And I reiterate it for the very purpose that it's going to get into your head and into your heart sooner or later so you understand that you're the responsible party to deal with the corruption within the halls of government because we have that authority. We have that provision found in the Constitution. And again, it doesn't stop there with impeachment. It also brings us about to persecution, or should I say prosecution, forgive me, of those that have committed crimes during their tenure in office. Well, I want you to see what happens in California when a said representative stands up against the establishment where he's actually doing the job that he's supposed to be doing. And notice how you see the Speaker of the House continuously play the fox that's guarding the chicken coop, what we call the establishment. Go ahead and check this out, folks. This is what happens when you actually stand for the truth within the halls of government.
If you don't want secrets kept from you about your child.
I'm not out of order.
You are out of order.
All right. Well, let me get to 1955. The proponents have said, by the way, I am tired of being interrupted by you. You do not interrupt them.
You are.
Hold on a second. You do.
You may proceed with your debate on the.
He shut off his microphone.
How much time do I have left, Mr. Speaker?
Minute and 29 seconds.
I would like my time restored to when I was cut off.
Well, we were debating you, so you have a minute and 29 seconds, and you're using it up rapidly.
Well, I wasn't prepared to address the Chinese Communist Party House today.
And you're not addressing them now.
I will do.
You're out of order.
Did you hear what he said? He called them out for who they were by calling them the Communist Chinese Party. Folks, that's who these people are working for. You know how many that we've done shows on this showing you lists of said representatives that are in the Communist Party. That means the state rules the roost through a totalitarian system of government, a government by force, authoritarian, friends. When this said representative called them out for what he just said, he's exactly right. And notice how they get all defensive. But again, what you have to propose to yourselves, friends, look in the mirror and ask yourself, how is it that they're making $174,400 every year, and yet they're millionaires within 1 to 2 years because they're not working for the people?
You're out of order. You're disparaging the House.
I will do my best to wrap up. Okay, so We are here today because the proponents have said that school districts have passed dangerous parental notification policies such as Chino Valley's policy. My question is, how many of you have actually read Chino Valley's policy? I have it right here.
We are not debating Chino.
See, he's shutting down all of his talking points in that office, friends. Shutting them all down.
It's policy. We're debating the bill.
Mr. Speaker, they are saying that schools are forcibly outing kids.
You're using the paper as a prop. That paper is out of order.
Okay, I will not use the paper.
So folks, you can see how this goes. The Speaker of the House is there to protect. Well, what happens, let me ask you this, what happens when the constituents, the people, confront those that are to represent and uphold the law to their representatives? We have a representative government. Remember, we don't have rulers. We have a representative government, and it's limited, right, on so many fronts. But what you need to understand is what happens with question. What happens when a constituent goes and confronts the lawless inside of a city council meeting? I want you to see what happens, okay? Because what they're doing is they're browbeating anybody that has the audacity or intestinal fortitude to stand up against their lawlessness. You need to see this one.
I have open right now that are, quote, pending legal review that I am entitled to request.
I've got to interrupt you here because...
Okay, are you going to stop the timer?
This is the public meeting forum that you agree to when you speak, and I want to read this to you, that... there are oral communications during the city council meeting may not be used to lodge charges or complaints against any employee of the city or members of the body, regardless.
You cannot bring charges against those that call themselves representatives. This is what the language says in this proposed bill. Now listen to what she says. Again, you can't make this up.
Whether such person is identified in the presentation by the name or by any other reference that tends to identify him or her.
That's all fine, well, and good, but that's a violation of my First Amendment. Yeah,
that's right. That's,
well, this is your warning, okay?
Okay, so now he's warning her after she just got done saying that's a violation of my First Amendment. Friends, that's the whole reason for the First Amendment. And he says, okay, now this is your warning. You've been told not to call out anybody up on this panel. These are your representatives. This is a reflection of Americans.
Attorney, personally.
This is all factual information.
It doesn't matter.
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
This is what you agree to when you first speaking. This is the form.
It is unconstitutional, Mayor Hall.
Well... it's not unconstitutional.
It is.
And if you're
the Supreme Court has upheld, I could get up here and I could swear at you for 3 straight minutes, and it is protected speech by the Supreme Court. It is.
No, you can't.
Why don't you look at case law?
No, you can't.
I can.
So if you want to be
also the chair is engaged in debate, so point of order.
Do you want to be escorted out of here? Do you want to be escorted out of here?
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
Talking.
This is. This is. This is the employer being reprimanded by the employee. Just, again, so you can see what this is. This is incredible. It really is.
This is
what happens when the people fail to be the law, okay?
Opinion.
It's not a matter of opinion.
Do you want to be escorted out, Ms. Massey? Because that's what's going
to happen. Do you want to be escorted out? I have to come back to this piece here, friends, because it gets better. The police are called in by the said mayor that doesn't want the constituent to call them out for their crimes. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I see people are complaining about the difficulty of getting into the site again, and you can see that in the numbers. The numbers grow, but interestingly enough, it maintains at a certain level. Again, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact, a video here, and I'm going to play it for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And it's a woman, a constituent, that's actually confronting corruption in her community. And the mayor begins to tell her, you can't do that. You can't name them, he or she, concerning, you know, whatever your grievances are. And she says, well, I have factual information here. And she wants to make it known in this city council meeting. And it's interesting when you're looking at the video, as you can see, if you're online right now, you can see them all looking at the mayor, watching him, as if to suggest, are you going to protect us? Don't let this woman do the things that she's going to do. Well, if it wasn't true, folks, I'll tell you, you have to ask yourself the question why a representative, an employee working for the American people would talk to his employer in such a fashion. That is if he didn't have anything to hide. So let's go on here and let's see what transpires, because, folks, it gets worse. But this is what's happening across the country when the people do take a stand. And notice again, friends, with all due respect to the men that stand up and do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, notice it's another woman doing what the man should be doing. She's confronting the city council with their crimes that are being committed in their communities. Check it out.
Although I could get up here and I could swear at you for three straight minutes, and it is protected speech
by
the Supreme Court. It is.
No, you can't.
Why don't you look at case law?
No, you can't.
I can.
So if you want to be...
Also, the chair is engaged in debate, so point of order.
Do you want to be escorted out of here? Do you want to be escorted out of here?
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
Talking.
You are violating my First Amendment rights.
That's your opinion.
Did you hear what he said? Do you want to be escorted out of here? He goes on and says, you need to stop talking. What is he afraid of? Oh, by the way, when she said that, she can get up and swear for as long as she wants to for three straight minutes, she said. She can go ahead and do that. She said, go ahead and look at case law. No. She's incorrect. There is vulgarity laws in place. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she is incorrect on that. But what she is doing here is absolutely spot on.
It's not a matter of opinion.
Do you want to be escorted out, Ms. Massey? Because that's what's going to happen. And it's going to happen in the future also. Anytime you attack
that's
any
why you change the rules.
Or any
that's city, why you change the rules.
This has been on the back of this form.
I understand, Mayor Hall, but that is completely unconstitutional.
No, it's
you're
not.
Also engaging in debate, and so you should actually be yielding the floor to somebody else managing.
Chief, could you have somebody come down here?
Here comes the police.
Escort Ms. Massey.
Really,
see how this works,
necessary?
Friends? And yes, here's the police officer just saying he's doing his job. No, he's not. He should go up there and tell the mayor that she has every right in the world to do the things that she's doing. Look at that.
I'm expressing my do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me.
Is this incredible, friends? When a person confronts corruption, they call the chief of police in. To take a woman by his, look at the way he's treating this woman. I just want you to see how far this goes.
Okay, so I'll.
Hey, I have personal property.
Hold on.
You cannot trespass me.
Yeah, I know. She can go out there.
Okay. Look at this. Hey, folks, got a question. Is this Germany or is this America? That mayor, right on the spot, I think there was actually someone up on the board. On that panel that was unhappy about the way the mayor was taking it. So that was good, right? We got somebody up there, but he needs to take a bigger stand and a greater stand on the behalf of our God-given rights due to the fact that a lot of people, a lot of men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that they're now subjecting to themselves to inside of that city council meeting concerning this mayor. He should be impeached and prosecuted right on the spot. But because the people don't uphold the law, he'll do it again. And he'll do it again, and he'll do it again. And you know why? I've had attorneys tell me this, lawyers, national law teams tell me this. You know why most people don't see it through? Because they're afraid of what the media might say about them. Boy, isn't that interesting? I mean, put that up against Jesus, Philippians 2. He who made himself of no reputation. I mean, can you imagine him saying, you know what, I'm worried about what they might say about me, therefore I'm not going to speak forth God's truths. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. But this is exactly, again, by allowing this and tolerating this nonsense with our said representative friends. And I'm not talking about going to the other side of that because I don't want a false balance, which is an abomination to the Lord. I don't want to have somebody go in there unlawfully and act out towards the mayor that's doing his job. No, there's a lawful stance and there's an unlawful position. And we need to make distinction between the two. Right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. That is the purpose of law, condemning the wicked and the unrighteous and justifying the righteous. Okay? Again, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So that's what took place there. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you this because this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning what we're going to hit on here really quick. This was in 2023, and I've been paying attention to this stuff for a long time. And I wrote an article called Fortifying Themselves Against the People That They Swear to Serve. And what they're doing is they're creating unconstitutional agencies. Let me just read this small paragraph that's taken from one of these articles. More than a few eyebrows were raised in, let's go back to 2010, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. Now, however, the USDA is just one of, listen carefully again, 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are now somehow authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. Wow. Is that pretty crazy? Yeah. Who's it aimed at? Well, the Department of Homeland Security, which was created after September 11, 2001, is another unconstitutional agency. As a matter of fact, we now know, and again, this is not new information, but I'm going to share it with you if you didn't have this information, but we now know that the Department of Homeland Security is actually stealing children for money. They're the ones that are actually bringing and alluring these illegals, these military-age men into America on buses, air-conditioned buses. We also know that Catholic charities and Lutheran charities are the ones that are actually servicing them when they come into the country. We also know that the federal government is incentivizing them with credit cards from $5,000 to $10,000. And not only that, they're also given phone apps to find out where they're supposed to go once they get into America so they can get plane tickets to their destination of choice. No joke. No joke. Okay? And I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand what has happened when you see the federal government, which is the tail now wagging the dog concerning them usurping their authority over the states. We have the 10th Amendment, which is to bar that. But the other problem Americans have is their said governments are the ones that are actually their governors. I'm sorry. Their said governors are the ones that are actually alluring them into America and then dispersing them throughout the United States, like Ron DeSantis. And I'm talking about those that are sold to like the good guys, right? And I'm talking about Greg Abbott in Texas. I'm talking about across the boards. They're the ones that are alluring them in, and then they're flying them into what they call blue cities. No, that's treason, friends. They're just as guilty as the one that they're allegedly complaining about when it comes to Joe Biden. They're just as guilty of committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. I want to add this really quick before I go back to this next point, because this came up. Now, Dr. Phil, I'm not a big fan. I don't sit around and watch TV. I haven't watched TV in 25 years. Praise God for that. James 4:4, 2 Corinthians starting 6:14 to the end of the chapter. Read Romans 12:2 when you get a moment. That's the reason. Come out from among them, be separate, going back to 2 Corinthians 6. But I want you to understand something here, friends. Not only are states and federal governments working together in this fascist state, also with corporations, but I'm not talking about the corporations, though they have the place, their place in what I'm talking about. What's interesting to note is before they began to allure the illegals into America, the military age men, I want you to understand that Obama was already releasing felons throughout the United States. And I'm talking about the tens of hundreds of thousands of felons that were in prison. They were already being released back out onto the streets. And it's happened under every criminal presidency in corporate America since that of Ronald Reagan that I know of. Every administration has been alluring them in. Every administration has continuously released prisoners back out on the streets. Remember during the whole pandemic? Remember in California, that communist Newsom over there? Remember he released all of those felons back out onto the streets? We're talking about pedophiles. We're talking about murderers. The list goes on. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, come on, man. Really, is that what they were doing? Well, I would say in question, how did you not see that? How did you not hear about that? Well, the media, again, distracting through smoke and mirrors to keep you off the ball concerning what was really being played out. And what they do, they got you caught up with sleight of hand. They want you to look this way when what you need to be paying attention to is happening over here. I want you to listen to this Dr. Phil piece. It's real slow. I'm sorry, it's real short. But again, I want you to listen to it, and I want you to listen to what this man has to say, because this is what I'm going to do is put a little salt on your tongue really quick, and then we're going to take a hard break, and I'll play it when we come back, and then I'll finish my point. The question was, what is the crime rate in Venezuela right now? The man made the point that there's hardly a crime rate at all in Venezuela. And then the point was made because they released them in Venezuela and then they allured them into America. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know what happened there, but here we are. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob really quick. But let me do this. I'll take Bob in just a moment, but I want to go ahead and play this video first and foremost because it's pretty incredible. But it's happening here. And again, people can't say they didn't know, at least not from this platform, because we continuously divulge this information because we know all the well that they're hiding this information purposely. This is why they're censoring the ministry in such a magnificent way, say they. And so what I want to do is I want you to check this out. This is an interview during Dr. Phil. Again, I just want to make clear, I'm just showing you this piece because of the pertinent information. But the question is asked, you know, why is their crime rate so low? And then the answer came back and said, because they took all of those prisons, emptied them, and then they allured them into America. So all that which is happening in America, this isn't happening by chance, friends. It's really happening. Check this out.
By the way, it has the lowest murder rate ever right now. What does that tell you?
Yeah, all the murderers are gone.
right here.
Yeah. So is it true that they're emptying prisons? I mean, is this Cuba all over again?
This is not a hearsay. There was a memo by DHS last year admitting that, in fact, they knew that Venezuela's government was emptying their prison and rehabilitation centers or drug centers, releasing them on purpose because they knew with instructions to make, if you were going to get out, you're going to make your way to the U.S. That is not, we're not making that up. That's true. It was reported on, and DHS admitted that that was happening. And in fact, it has. El Tren de Aragua is heavily present in our country now.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
And DHS has in writing said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. We're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
We're talking about in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had estimated how many people have come across the border.
My estimation, the official number, I think, is about to hit 10 million.
Yeah, that's
10, 11 million. Yeah, that's the official.
But my personal opinion, I think we're about 15 to 18 million. Venezuela, by the way, has a...
Okay, so you can see what's happening for us. Oh, my gosh. Oh, when it hits and when it strikes, it's going to strike in a big way. And there's not a person. I am free from the blood of all men. I have continuously blown the trumpet concerning what is going on. I'm not an alarmist, friends, in the sense of the way men want to make it out to be. I'm an alarmist because I'm here being faithful to the Lord, regardless if men like it or not, telling you you're going over the cliff. And I'm telling you what, for what the American people have tolerated as accomplices concerning the crimes of corruption within the halls of government today, the wrath that's coming, friends, fierce though it is, it's coming, and we're not going to get out of it. Nope. Too many babies have been murdered. Put that up against 2 Kings 24, verse 4. And because we allowed the first baby to be slaughtered, here comes the Lord with his judgment. You're going to reap what you sow as a people and as a nation, regardless if, again, people want to admit it or not. It rains on the just and on the unjust. And I'm telling you what, folks, it's raining judgments right now. We're going to go ahead and take Bob from Texas again. Thanks for calling in, Bob. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, they can keep calling in, but we've got a guy in the same situation from January 3rd of 23. He was shut down by the judge. He was dragged out of court. His first bond was $550,000. Now he's on the, I think he's just above $2 million to get out of jail, because of violations of his God-given unalienable rights to free speech. And I might also add that the guys that are putting him in jail are the ones that swore their oath on Sunday, January the 1st, which is an abomination to God. And that was punished back in the day by, you know what?
No, go ahead and say it, Bob. It's absolutely correct. Go ahead and say it.
By stoning, because they're working on a Sunday, and when you elect anybody that doesn't abide by God's laws, you are electing the wrong person. So before I put my foot in my mouth, I'm going to hang up, but we've really got a problem here in East Texas. And this guy's from a great family. They were members of a church for 40 years, and as soon as this started happening, the whole family got kicked out of the church for not standing up for God-given unalienable rights to free speech.
Yep. So we're inviting justice. We're inviting the judgments of God upon ourselves because the American people are inverted. They're backwards. And we were warned about that concerning even Isaiah 5:20. They're going to put the truth for the lie and the lie for the truth. Darkness for light, light for darkness. Folks, you're already there. It's not like that is coming. You're already there. I mean, again, it's there's not a greater example than what we have in front of us right now concerning the two options that have been given to the American people. You see stupid online all day with people, and they think they're right. That's what's scary. Those people that think that they know what they're doing and that they're right, these are the type of people that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. There's no doubt about it. There's nothing that's changed. And here we are. I mean, we just seen it under Adolf Hitler's reign. The exact same thing happening all over again. And by the way, we were just picked that video. I don't know why I brought it up, but I'll just go with it real quick. But concerning, is America as far gone as the Germans were back in the 1930s? That was just picked for an award. I don't know exactly what that means, but it is the Content 2024. We've been nominated for an award there. And if you want to check out those videos, you know, I'm not for accolade, but that's cool. And I appreciate the fact that they took the time to see our videos. Do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of that page. And when you go to the right side of that page, you're going to see a little, I'm going to show it to you real quick. Right here, these are all the videos that we have put up over the last, I don't know how many years. There's over 200 videos there. Bringing about resolve concerning the issues. Again, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want you to see this again for yourself right here. Okay, just go ahead and click onto that. That is up for an award right now, but it's what we're seeing again, going back to the point and making the point. So let's go ahead and show this to you, because I was just highlighting the fact that a lot of these constitutional they want you to believe it's constitutional because, of course, they know more than me and you do, right? Because they're the ones that are sitting in office. Well, most people don't realize they've been planted there by the CIA. If people would understand that many of these offices that have been created are being created out of thin air, maybe they would take a step back and realize and begin to realize and think in a different way that, wait a second, maybe they don't know more than us. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly why our forefathers told us to suspect everybody that approaches that jewel, talking about office. So let me do this for the sake of time. I got about 3 minutes left. Rep Thomas Massie is confronting none other than the criminal in the FBI, another unconstitutional agency that's being used by people, just like all the rest of them, friends. And I'm talking about the DHS. I'm talking about the TSA. I'm talking about the NSA. I'm talking about, you get the point, right? So let's go ahead and see what he has to say, confronting the head of the FBI. Nobody can say that it was done in a corner or in a dark place, folks, because I'm bringing it right to the light. Luke 12:2. Here you go. Check it out.
Nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
Look, you're asking me about a case again. Motions filed.
This is a simple question.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Attorney General.
Nominated by President Biden.
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
Look at him smiling,
was
folks.
Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case again, motions filed.
He asked the question, were they confirmed by the Congress, your representatives? He said no. Okay. But they did it anyways. Let's watch this again. Listen to the details.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist.
Look at how he smirks, friends.
Without authorization.
He's not. Look at him. He's not worried about you Americans. No, not at all. He knows that the American people, for the most part, are going to sit back and play sheep. He already knows that. That's why the wolves devour, right? Yeah. 1 John 3:18. See ya.